Cuba and much more. Today is Monday, August 14, 2023. The imprint of the historic leader of the Cuban Revolution, Fidel Castro, and his legacy that today guides the country's diplomacy were remembered in New York by workers of the Cuban mission to the United Nations. In a recent meeting to remember the Commander-in-Chief's 97th birthday, officials and other workers remembered him as an indisputable example of the values of Cuba's foreign policy. The initiative this Sunday also became a tribute to more Cuban women prior to the 63rd anniversary of the Federation of Cuban Women on August 23. The Cuban staff at the UN commemorated the 97th anniversary of the birth of our historic leader Fidel Castro and the 63rd anniversary of the founding of the FMC, reaffirming the commitment to the nation, the revolution, and socialism, Gerardo Peñalver, First Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs, wrote on Twitter. For his part, Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez recalled the date on that social media with a firm decision to continue the path of dignity, solidarity, and social justice that he passed on to us. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel at a ceremony in Havana on Saturday to celebrate the International Youth Day, where awards were given for the 11th edition of the Youth Lens Photographic Contest. At a gala event held at the Center for Youth Studies, the Cuban Children Photographic Exhibition was also inaugurated in the presence, among others, of the Secretary of Organization of the Communist Party of Cuba, Roberto Morales, and the Deputy Prime Minister of the Caribbean nation, Jorge Luis Perdomo. The Cuban leader said that we are subject to the magic and mystery of two numbers, 12 and 13. The first, with all that represents, the struggle for youth in the conditions of our process when we approved in the National Assembly the policy for children, adolescents, and youth, which we want to become law for the benefit of prosperity that we want, said. At the meeting, they described as a happy coincidence the proximity of the celebrations for the International Youth Day and the 97th birthday of Commander-in-Chief Fidel Castro, who always trusted and bet on young people. Cuba and Sri Lanka during the weekend examined bilateral ties, mainly at the legislative level, during a meeting between Tisa Vitarana, president of the Parliamentary Friendship Group, and the Cuban ambassador Andres Marcelo Gonzalez. At the meeting, which took place at the headquarters of the Sri Lankan Parliament, the Cuban diplomat residing in Sri Lanka and concurrent in the Maldives conveyed a greeting from Deputy Raidel Montesino, coordinator of the recently created counterpart group on the Caribbean island corresponding to the 10th legislature of the National Assembly of People's Power. Gonzalez also explained about the composition of the Cuban legislature and the results of its last session. Both discussed the willingness to continue developing the existing friendship ties between the two countries and legislative bodies. The Cuban Foreign Ministry has called for global support to demand that the U.S. government remove Cuba from the spurious list of state sponsors of terrorism and put an end to the blockade. With the hashtags Cuba Vive Resiste and Fuera de la Lista, the digital platform CubaVive.info has launched a campaign to collect 1 million signatures to remove the island from this detrimental U.S. designation, according to the Cuban Ministry of Foreign Affairs. The call was made by leaders of the Confederation of Workers of the Americas, the Sao Paulo Forum, the International Assembly of the Peoples, and the Continental Day for Democracy and Against Imperialism, among many others. According to the promoters, the largest island in the Caribbean is facing a blockade whose sole purpose is to force its people into submission, a blockade that is using new tools such as the list of state sponsors of terrorism to increase its strength and reach. International pressure and awareness of the truth about the consequences of this unjust policy for the Cuban nation can put an end to these measures, argue the organizations calling for the collection of 1 million signatures. They emphasize that neither the blockade nor any other similar measure will be able to defeat the sovereignty and self-determination of the Cuban people. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.